ciciamo di via. Killer si mar un vai vi.
A ti concei sprauni.
Stinghi sa un cera zampo pia. Metri ton un ache vai vi.
Yeah, so lots of protests happening, folks. Protests from the farmers and the truckers and the tractor drivers in Netherlands, Germany, France, Belgium, Ireland, Poland, Wales. A lot of places are seeing the writing on the wall and they're standing up and trying to do something about it. And it's really important that the people support these farmers in what they're doing, folks. No farmers, no food. That's the way they're going. They want you to eat bugs. They want you to eat insects. They want you to eat mealworms. They're going to blame you for it, saying it's all about climate change when it's all complete bullshit, folks. All of the weird weather we're seeing around the world is all being controlled. It's amazing that they can get away with this for so long and people still can't see it. It really is. Even when they tell you, I mean, they come and they tell you, yeah, we can control the weather. We brought rain here and we did this there and we did that. And then in the next breath, they say, oh no, we can't control the climate. It's remarkable. Really, really remarkable. But you've got to support these people and what they're doing, folks. They're fighting for the world. They're fighting for the people of the world. And we have to realize that we are under attack. We're under attack from a criminal cabal masquerading as governments all around the world. And any governments that try to stand up to it, I mean, they just relabel them and all this sort of bullshit. What they've done with Hamas in Gaza, you know, all they got to do is name it as a terrorist organization and suddenly they can say anything that's associated with it is a terrorist organization. You think about it, you know, if the Tories in the UK did something that, I don't know, some country didn't like, Israel perhaps, and then Israel named the Tories as a terrorist organization, well, that means they'd be able to target any infrastructure that was Tory run. Which would be the water system, the farming system, the electric, so everything that's associated with the government at all could suddenly be classed as an offshoot of a terrorist organization. That's what they've done with Hamas. By labeling them a terrorist organization, they've managed to outlaw pretty well everything they touch, which means they can destroy all the infrastructure of Gaza, destroy all the infrastructure of Palestine, the roads, the schools, the universities, the electrical grid, the food production, everything. Because all of it has something to do with government. It's like the UNRWA that they have now withdrawn funding from, which was the Palestinian Aid Organization. Because there's no aid getting into Gaza, folks. They're telling you, oh yeah, we're sending in all these aid trucks. Well, they blocked 93 trucks yesterday from getting into Gaza. So what is all this aid that they say is getting in? It's not getting in, folks. That's the thing. You know, they're blocking all of this stuff, so. And I do it by claiming it's linked to Hamas, you see.
Here's what's happened in the past 24 hours in Palestine.
UNRWA, which is the United Nations Relief and Work Agency, has been forced to suspend all operations in Khan Yunis, leading to aid being deliberately blocked from reaching hospitals in the north, ultimately leading to what is now Al-Nasr and Al-Amal hospitals having no food left and little aid to support those suffering. With this, the Israeli shelling and gunfire continue around Al-Amal Hospital and Khan Yunis. Medical teams, wounded patients, and thousands of displaced people, primarily children and women, live in constant fear and anxiety. They were told to evacuate, and in trying to, this Israeli sniper killed a Palestinian trying to leave the hospital. There is no way out. Death is inescapable at every corner. There are no doctors left at Al-Shifa Hospital. Patients are trapped and have been left to die slowly. Over 30 bodies, murdered execution style with their hands tied behind their back, have been discovered inside a schoolyard in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza, following the Israeli military's partial withdrawal from the area. This displaced Palestinian family put their baby inside a glass cabinet to protect him from the cold weather near the beach in the Gaza Strip. Here are the scenes of the ongoing airstrikes in Khan Yunis City. Palestinian children are starving. Here, they are trying to get food that's being distributed by charity organizations. In the West Bank, the raids and arrests continue all over the region.
Doing terrible things as well. There were three Israeli commandos, we're told they're commandos, of course, disguised as Palestinians who went into a hospital in Gaza or in West Bank the other day and assassinated three patients in there because they claimed they were terrorists. You know, if a Palestinian, if three Palestinians disguised themselves as Jews and walked into a hospital in Tel Aviv and killed three Israelis because they'd murdered people in Gaza, then these Palestinians would be called terrorists. But the Israelis are called commandos when they do it. Remarkable double standards here, folks. And, you know, Israel is losing this war in so many ways. It's winning in as much as it's leveling Gaza. It's literally turning Gaza into a parking lot, like it's destroying all buildings. It looks like a moonscape that is appearing in Gaza.
20-12, זריחה בחורבות סג'איה שהייתה. אפשר לראות פה את האנטנות של נחל עוז, של המוצב ושל היישוב. גדוד 605, חטיבה 188.
Yeah, they've destroyed 80% of the homes in Gaza. 90% of the people are displaced. They say it's not a genocide, and yet they openly say they're not going to allow the people of Gaza to return. They're going to claim all the land for Israel.
I address directly to the President of the United States, Biden, here from the small Israel to the big United States of America. Don't think that we will stop the war in Gaza and resettling the entire area of Gaza by Jews.
Yeah, someone really needs to shoot that piggy bitch in the head if you ever see her in public. I mean, that's a disgusting example of what it means to be a non-human being, to have absolutely no heart, no compassion, to be immersed in false history and supremacism. This is what we're dealing with, folks. I mean, unfortunately, Israelis are the most racist, sociopathic people on earth, and they're programmed and trained to be that way.
Tomamos casa por casa. Todo esta área será un barrio judío.
Jewish neighborhood.
No hemos acabado el trabajo, ahora vamos a ir a por el siguiente barrio, y después otro, iremos a por más. Nuestro sueño es que toda Jerusalén esté sea como Jerusalén Oeste, la capital judía de Israel.
Veo esto como una continuación del proyecto sionista, la continuación del retorno a Sion. Eso es todo. Esto lo hacemos a costa de los árabes. Pero nuestras instituciones gubernamentales también se construyeron a costa de los árabes que vivían aquí, y el propio Estado también se estableció a costa de los árabes que residían aquí.
Pretty freaky stuff, folks, but that's what you get. Hello, my friend.
Good morning, my friend.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
One of the owners of the Secret Garden, folks. It's coming along quite well, this place. They're really doing a lot of work to get it back up to par, and it's really good. But yeah, I mean, this whole thing is ongoing, and it's all our countries are involved. That's something I tried to point out to you. Like, if your government is supporting what's going on in Israel, then your government is supporting genocide. What do you think they have in store for you? And I've often said, if we don't deal with the situation, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. What are we seeing in Palestine? We're seeing people displaced, homes destroyed. We're seeing people starving. And what are we seeing in the West? We're seeing all the food production being wiped out. People are being kicked out of their homes because they can't pay the bills. It's just ridiculous. And they're saying the farmers need to think of other ways of making money, and then they block every possible way they've got of making money. You know, and like I said, you know, without food production, well, what do you have? You don't have a society that's got people who can't eat. You don't have a society, folks. And that's what all of our politicians are doing. And so this awakening, mass rise-up that's happening with the farmers, this is similar to what the truckers were doing in Canada, but it needs to be supported by the people, folks.
Town folks, this is what we stand for. We stand united with farmers. They want to disown the farmers from their property. You know what it is when you don't have property anymore? You got children. What do you do with your children? You want to become a farmer. So please stand up. And also the farmers, we get our food. Everything comes from the farmers. So when no farmer, no food, please, 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 I beg you, wake up, wake up. Don't let this go down as many people go dead or something else, or just please wake up. Let the world show what's going on right here. It's no good, the agenda from Klaus Schwab, the 2030 agenda. This is rolled out. It's nothing to do with disown your own folks. It's terrible. Please wake up.
It really does need to be supported by the people, because these are the people that are ushering in our future, and we really need to see the way it's being done, you know. And they're bringing in control in every possible way they can. See, the more they deprive you of the basic needs of life, food, water, a place to live, then the more you need to turn to them and ask for help rather than simply going and do it. I mean, they'll kick you out of your place because you can't pay the bills. They'll stop you growing food, and they'll tell you you need to find better means to look after yourself. But if you try to go live in the jungle or even go fishing, you know, you've got to ask permission to do any of it. So, you know, that's why I've always said it's easier to get forgiveness than permission. Why do you believe you need to ask permission from these people for anything? They're a criminal cabal. And they're bringing in all these means of blocking you off from access to everything. Facial recognition, all of this digital shit that they're bringing in now. You've got situations in the UK now where you're going to have your face scanned and get fingerprinted in order to go to a pub and buy a beer. Pretty crazy stuff, folks. And you've got stores in Australia like Bunnings and even some restaurants. Someone sent me a picture that they took outside of a restaurant of a sign that's gone up there saying, you know, we may or may not have facial recognition in this restaurant and we may or may not be scanning your license plates in the car park. And this is in Australia, in a cafe in Australia. So think about it, folks. I don't know if they've actually got the cameras in yet, but the signs up there which would indicate that they intend to put the cameras in. So, yeah, the Secret Garden, folks. It definitely is coming back online. Getting back to Israel for a moment, Israel and Gaza, the ICJ released their verdict and they found that Israel is conceivably committing war crimes, but they didn't order a ceasefire, which just goes to show how bought and paid for this entire legal system is in the world, folks. How you can allow Israel to do what it's doing and not order a ceasefire when it's obvious ethnic cleansing. It's literally mind-blowing, folks. That's the attitude they can have. Like I said, it shows just how false and contrived this whole thing is. There's a restaurant area here in Secret Garden. Things are coming along again, folks. Looking quite good. Got all the tables and chairs back out. Restaurant's back up and running. Still a lot of stuff to do, but it's looking good. Looking 10 times better than what it was a couple of weeks ago. Mega stuff. They're also fully controlling the weather, like I said before, folks. The floods in Queensland, in Australia, have been phenomenal. The place where I live, I believe, still doesn't have internet in Australia. It's been like 2 months now, or over 2 months without internet. Don't know how the electricity's going. The electricity's been really bad here as well. That's one of the reasons I haven't answered any emails or done any interviews or done another video for you in a while, because we've had so many electrical problems. The power was literally off for 14 hours yesterday, folks. 14 freaking hours. I get so tired of it. I really do. I get so tired of these electrical outages. I get so tired of just, you know, things not working and sitting there waiting for things to work. And it's just an ongoing thing, you know. Something else they're doing, as you might have noticed, is they are considering conscription in the UK and also in Australia. They're saying we must win this war against Russia, which is completely contrived. There's no real war against Russia. It's completely contrived, just as they've sent all the Ukrainians they can off to die. And so they need more cannon fodder from around the world. So now they're thinking about sending UK and Australian citizens off to die. You know, the headline, Australia must consider conscription. I think Australians must consider tarring and feathering their politicians and running all these parasites out of town. People like Peter Dutton, people like Albo. All these freaking criminals need to go. Betty Wong, or whatever its name is, the CCP infiltrator. Now, all these people are criminals, folks. And they keep you going and making you believe the system's real and you've got to do all this bullshit that they write down on paper. Depopulation, folks. You see, once the world wakes up, there's been a huge awakening. Whether people want to admit it or not, there has been a lot of people who've become very aware of the fact that the world is run by criminals. Maybe they're not completely awake, as much as they're not completely enlightened. They don't see what the solution is, but they definitely see that things are not right and that the world is being run by criminals, and that's a good thing. But what happens when this happens, when a lot of people wake up and they start seeing the world for what it really is, then of course the government stages a major depopulation event, which is what's going on here. You know, with all of the damage that's been done to people through the jab, all of the damage that's been done to people through food toxins and all the shit they've done. And something like estimates, I mean, 40,000 people in Australia apparently have been killed by this jab. Estimates around the world are something like 17 million people dead from the jab. There were people the other day dying from the jab. There was some kid, 14 years old, just died in his sleep. And he was from Adelaide, South Australia. There was also a 16-year-old cadet, I think, from Australia, who just suddenly died. There was a 39-year-old woman who dropped dead at a funeral reading a eulogy for her father-in-law, who just died suddenly. The woman reading the eulogy died suddenly while reading the eulogy. Of course, they were both jabbed. But of course, you don't hear about any of this sort of stuff. Actually, a good film that's been sent to me, or a good report that's been sent to me by someone, there's a channel on YouTube, it's an old channel called Please Stop the Ride. And there's a lady called Camille who's been putting out a lot of good videos. She put out this video about a year ago. It hasn't had a lot of traction. But go and check it out. It's called What Keeps Me Up at Night. And it's about the jab. It's about the nanotech in the jab. It's about all the stuff they're doing to us through this fake vaccine initiative, folks. I really recommend you go and check it out. If I get a chance, I'll try to repost it. There's a couple of films I want to repost. There's another film that I had on, I mentioned on the last report, I think, called This Film Will Change Your Life, or something like that. I'll put it up on the screen. But I recommend you go and check that out as well. But do go and check the channel, Please Stop the Ride, on YouTube before she gets deleted. If she's not on YouTube, then it'll be on Rumble, it'll be on BitChute. You'll find it. Please Stop the Ride, Camille. And the name of the report is, as I said, What Keeps Me Up at Night. Really worth checking this stuff out, folks. It's really good. I mean, just ways you've got of informing other people of what's going on. Because, you know, we're facing 24/7 propaganda tactics from these people. 24/7. And that's how I know, like when I said Israel is losing the information war, it may be just killing Palestinians and taking a lot of Palestinian land. But the amount of propaganda on Twitter, the level they've got to go to, like so many memes, so many posts, so much stuff promoting Israel and supporting Israel. And meanwhile, the numbers that support Israel around the world are dropping, plummeting every day. More and more people are standing up for what's going on in Palestine. You know, we've got a genocide being streamed live in 4K. Of course, it's getting people's attention. Yeah, you know, they can call it not genocide as much as they want, but we know it's genocide. Even the whole claim that, oh, you know, Palestine from the river to the sea, this is a call for the genocide of Israel. Kids use it all the time. I just showed you that piggy bitch before saying, yeah, we're going to settle the whole place. There'll be no Palestinians here. They're saying it was never Palestine. It was never a land of Palestine. Yeah, rah, rah, rah. The problem is they're taught a completely false history, folks. That's one of the big problems you have in dealing with Israelis, is that they're taught a completely false history. That's why I would suggest they've left it like 70 or 80 years before they've pulled this move. Because they've got two or three, four generations of people that have grown up into this false narrative. And now they've got a huge swag of people who totally believe that they're in the right. I mean, most of the people in Israel totally believe the false history that Israel has taught them. They believe Palestine never existed. It's always been Jewish land. They believe they're actually related to the Israelites of the Bible, when they're not. I've shown you that they're not. There's a film that came out recently that I linked to again a couple of weeks ago called Israelis Are Not Indigenous. I'll put that up again and you should go and check that out. There's a lot of information coming out about this, folks. This is where the conference is going to be held. The conference is only like 10 days away, folks. 9 or 10 days away. They're pretty mega. There's going to be structures going up here and shelter going up and all sorts of things going up here to accommodate for the conference. So that's going to be good. Lots of stuff happening. But getting back on topic, I mean, you can see what I'm saying about when there's a mass awakening, they've got to have a mass depopulation. They do it from all angles. It isn't just, oh, okay, we better kill everybody. They've done it through the jab. They've done it through the breakdown of the food chain, and now they're doing it through wars, like I said, considering conscription for people. We don't want this, folks. You want to, you know, if they consider conscription, well, I think the politicians should go first, followed by the politicians' children, of course. They should all go over and fight this war and then tell us what it's like over there. You know, and as I said, we should consider tarring and feathering these people, I think. That's pretty much what they deserve, folks. I mean, it's just outrageous what's going on in the world. And they're using scare tactics. You notice anybody who's speaking up for Palestine is getting deplatformed and abused. Roger Waters got deplatformed the other day. Roger Waters, because he's speaking out against the genocide, he got dropped by his record company. Not that I think Roger Waters would give a shit. I mean, Roger Waters put out his last album in the 90s, about 1992 or 1991 was his last album he put out, called Amused to Death, which was an incredible album, by the way. Since then, he's probably put out a couple of EPs, maybe one or two EPs. He hasn't really released any music. He doesn't need to. He's touring. He's still got all the royalties coming in from all the Pink Floyd stuff that he wrote, even if he's not in the band anymore. So I don't think it really matters to him that he got dropped by BMG Records or BGM Records, whichever way around it goes. But it's just the sort of stuff they do to try to scare people. Susan Sarandon, anybody who's speaking out against the genocide has been called pro-Hamas, and they're being deplatformed as a means of trying to scare other people into submission and scare other people into not really talking about what's going on. All scare tactics, folks. It shows you how much Israel controls everything as well. I mean, if they're able to do this, they're able to deplatform people from all different platforms. Record companies, movie deals, whatever. It shows just how in control they are, folks, of so much stuff. What happened in Brooklyn with the tunnels and all that sort of thing, and then they got instantly filled in with concrete and we never heard anything about what's going on there, which is very likely blood libel is going on in these tunnels. You know, they like to take Christian children and Goyan children and use them in blood rituals and things. That's what these people do. They're sick, satanic people, folks. The most evil, the most racist nation that's ever existed. Incidentally, there was a tunnel collapse in Brooklyn the other day as well. Part of those tunnels under the Chabad headquarters collapsed, and there was a huge kerfuffle going on in New York. Crazy stuff, you know. And of course, if you speak about this, then you're anti-Semitic, the same as if you speak about anything that's happening in Gaza, you're anti-Semitic. Even though the other day there were something like 80 bodies dumped, found dumped in a roadside area, just covered in dirt and sand and shit. Palestinians all in body bags, all with their hands tied behind their backs, all executed, shot in the head, all with their organs harvested. But of course, if you claim that or state that as being fact or even point it out to people, then you're anti-Semitic, of course. Apparently cement trucks are being seen as anti-Semitic now, which is just bizarre. Because, you know, the cement filled in the tunnels in the Chabad headquarters and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're being exposed in so many ways, these Israelis, these Jews, as this huge propaganda machine indicates. You know, there's so much propaganda on Twitter, so many memes, so many attempts to turn people away from the absolute truth of what is actually going on here. And again, you know, people are witnessing a genocide on TV, on their cell phones, on Twitter, and they're just often looking at it as just statistics, you know, numbers and blah, blah, blah. And again, yeah, with the wording, they'll say, you know, 100 Israelis were killed, and they'll just say 1,000 Palestinians died. They weren't killed, they just died. Yeah.
This happened at the border checkpoint. You can see a car going through and ramming some of the police that were actually manning that checkpoint. The video we're going to freeze shortly, the two people, a man and a woman in the car, subsequently they were killed by the police, but it looks like accidentally a stray bullet found its way into the van ahead, and that killed a 3 or 4 year old young lady. So tragic events in the West Bank.
Yeah, and you like that wording, folks? You know, if this was a Israeli child that was shot by Palestinians, shot in the back, they'd be outraged. But because it's a Palestinian child, it wasn't actually a child, it was a young lady. And she wasn't shot in the back by the IDF. Somehow the bullet found its way into her back. Must have been looking for the exit, but just got confused by the car door and thought it would go through the child instead. Oh, excuse me, not a child, a young lady. It's all in the wording, folks. The propaganda is rampant. And a lot of it is in the wording, soft language to cover up yet more Israeli war crimes, of which there are so many.
Nepal, Thailand, so many. India alone is 500 million. China is 2 billion. So many. 2 billion Christians, which are idol worshippers. Between Chinese, Indian, Hindus, Buddhists, and Christian, at least 6.5 billion people are idol worshippers that, according to the Torah, do not have the right to live. Idol worshipper goy, it's death penalty. Not only Jews. Even a goy who bow down to an idol, who believe in JC, deserve death penalty.
It's just ridiculous propaganda, folks. And the people in Gaza are suffering terribly. They're even releasing videos now saying, oh, look, here's Khan Yunis, here's Rafah. Everyone's happy. They're walking around the streets and they're buying falafels and things. And they're posting videos that are like 3-4 months old, saying this is what's going on today in Rafah. No, it's not. The people are living in absolute squalor. It's absolutely horrendous what's going on in Rafah now. What's going on in all of Gaza is absolutely horrendous. What's going on in West Bank is horrendous as well. I even saw a picture the other day that was captioned, Palestinian settlers harass farmers in West Bank. Palestinian settlers? No, it's Israeli settlers harassing Palestinian farmers. I take everything backwards, folks. Everything that they accuse other people of is a confession. That's the way it's always been with Israel. Everything that it accuses people of is a confession. Israel is a terrorist state, folks, and it always has been. It's a state that was built on lies and fraud, built on propaganda, on the back of the Holocaust, of course. And apparently 64 to 70% of people on Earth now are questioning the official Holocaust narrative. And that's a very, very good thing. And it's been a long time coming, folks, because people really do need to question this narrative. Especially while World War III is looming the way it is. And they're really pushing us into it with everything they've got, folks. Even with what they're doing with the Houthis, and good on the Houthis for wanting to block Israeli trade. It's getting through Saudi Arabia and stuff on trucks, though. But at least they're doing it. But again, this is for the United States to say, well, if they're doing this, then we've got to name the Houthis as a terrorist organization, which means they'll just start bombing all civilian infrastructure that they can in Yemen, which is already one of the poorest countries, if not the poorest country on Earth. So watch anyone they label as a terrorist organization, because these are simply, generally, other governments that don't support the terrorism that's being meted out by the West. You know, Biden regime, I mean, the Democrats in the United States, under the guidelines that they're using to categorize Hamas or the Houthis or anybody else as terrorists, look what the Biden administration is doing, the Democrats of the United States. This is a terrorist organization by default, by simply what it's doing. But by saying that, does that mean that another country has the right to come in there and bomb the water supply and the electrical grid and the civilian schools and homes and libraries and churches and all the stuff they're doing? No, of course it doesn't. You know, if these governments want to have a war with another government, well, the two governments should get in a boxing ring and have a war. It's got nothing to do with the people. We don't need any of this shit, you know? But yeah, it's crazy, folks. It's absolutely crazy. So I'm not going to do a very long video today because I've got a lot on. I've got a lot of work on. I've been up for days because of power outages and all sorts of shit. We are working on getting the new bar open as well. And like I said, I'm not actually going to be running this bar. It's just my name and face there, and four other people are actually going to be running the bar. So that's a good thing. But we've still got a lot of work. I mean, I'm helping put it all together and putting stuff up, mounting shelves and all sorts of shit. We've got a lot of work to do on it. We're planning on hopefully opening next Thursday. So if you want information about that, you can go to the Casa de los Cuevos group on Telegram and you should find some information. I'll also be posting some information in my Telegram group, just the Crow House on Telegram, and I'll probably even put a post in my forums on the website. Maybe I'll be able to add something to the homepage on my website as well. Got a lot of work to get done to get it up and running, folks, but I think we're going to do it. We're also going to be putting flyers on the counter here at Anacapulco so people know where they can come after the event to hang out with the crew that has been here all day. So it's looking good, folks. I'm really happy that this is happening, and it's really good to have the support of the four people who put it all together and want to do it, you know. It's been really, really good. We had a bit of a tragedy in the house last night, by the way. We had one of our cats die last night. Not the bar cat, he's good. But there was the youngest cat in the house. It was in my room, it was asleep on my bed. It came and said hello to me and I gave it a little bit of a cuddle as it left the room. And then half an hour later, it was dead on the floor out the front of its owner's room, just dead on the floor in the lounge room. We don't know why. We don't know what happened. We don't know whether maybe a scorpion bit it or an insect bit it, or it looks like it was poisoned somehow. Now, it just seems so strange for this little cat to have died the way it did last night. The owner is very upset, and it's a very, very sad time, folks. So, yeah, that's something to be concerned about. We don't want to have cats just kind of randomly dropping off around the house. But, yeah, sad times, folks. But I think that's about all I've got to say. Like I said, I've got a lot of work to do. I've got a lot to get done in the next couple of days. I've got to get back in touch with a lot of the information that's going on around the world. I mean, these pushbacks are huge. These farmer protests are huge. In France, you'll find farmers are actually getting arrested for protesting. The police are actually going around to their homes. They're getting the, you know, rego plates of their tractors, going around to their homes and arresting them on private property, which is pretty bad. They're using rubber bullets on some of these people as well. And we know what these rubber projectiles are like. These do a lot of damage if they hit you on your torso or in the head or anything. They break your ribs and knock your eyes out and all sorts of stuff. So pretty bad stuff, folks. And, you know, the police have really got to wake up and get on the right side of history and realise that the people aren't the problem here. The politicians are the problem. The politicians have always been the problem. They're running this worldwide network, this worldwide pedophile network. You know, you're living in a people farm, and now people are waking up to it. They're using everything they can, coming at people from all means possible to eliminate this problem. You know, distracting people, get you worried about the war in Ukraine, worried about defending yourself on your own ground, worrying about growing food, concerned about what's going on in Gaza, concerned that you've got to ask permission for everything. You can't fish, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, hit you from every single angle that they can, and that's what they're doing, folks. They're very good at it. They've done this many times before, and it's time for the people to wake up. You know, if there's any decent police officers out there, there must be some somewhere. I mean, everybody from the World Economic Forum needs to be arrested. Everybody attached to the World Economic Forum needs to be arrested. Any politician, doesn't matter if they're a prime minister or a president, if they go to Davos and they support the World Economic Forum, they need to be arrested. They're part of a criminal cabal. Doesn't matter if they've maneuvered themselves into a position of power. You believe you've got to do what they say because they're in government. They are still part of a criminal cabal which is actively working to murder millions of people, depopulate this earth, create their great reset, and then run the whole show again. They've done this time and time again, folks. It's imperative that these people are arrested. Yeah, it's if there is a decent police officer out there that is prepared to do this. You've got a question, you really do. I mean, I think a lot of cops actually joined the police force because they wanted to do the right thing. They wanted to stop crime. They wanted to help the world. I think many others joined the police force because they just wanted to have unlimited power to rape, pillage and plunder, which they get as well. So it's kind of a fine line. When you've got that option with people, I mean, I've joined the force to do the right thing, but now I'm here, wow, I get to rape, pillage and plunder with impunity. And you're sort of looking at it thinking, well, yeah, this is actually a pretty attractive proposition, so perhaps I'll just take the money and do the drugs and rape the children and have a great time with my life because it's all messed up anyway. No one's going to survive what's coming, so why do I want to be on that side of history when I can be on the winning team? So there's probably a lot of that mentality as well, folks, which is a concern. But, you know, we do what we can. There's got to be someone decent out there that is prepared to stand up for this. Otherwise, the people are going to have to do it themselves. And if that happens, I mean, the last thing we want to do is to be going to war with the police. These guys are our countrymen. These guys are our friends. These guys are our family. We don't really want to be able to do that, folks. But, you know, with everything that's going on, the whole depopulation agenda going so fast, in full swing so quickly, moving forward really, really rapidly, it gets to a point where, you know, how much are we prepared to take before we're going to take action, and what should that action look like? Again, I've said the best action is non-compliance. The best action is for you to simply say no and refuse to do what they're saying. And even with, like, what the farmers are doing in the Netherlands and in France and in Germany, it's all very well. It's great. They're going and blocking off all the highways. They're covering the government buildings in sewage and all sorts of stuff like that. But while they're doing that, they're not growing any food, and all of the supermarket shelves are starting to empty very rapidly.
pelo vasto não há nada, meu. Nada.
Mas tipo, dá-me no Luxemburgo, não há nada. Nada, 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 nada. Isto é tudo culpa de francês. Isto é culpa de francês.
Vamos passar muita fome.
So, is this really the right approach? I mean, sure, it's great to show solidarity, but the best thing you can do is to simply refuse to comply and get along with your life, get along with what you do best, which is growing food. You know, I said a couple of shows ago that you could sort out some sort of a hotline so that if the police do come to a farmer's house and they try to arrest him or stop him farming or anything like that, you just dial a number and suddenly you've got 20,000 people there to greet the police. You know, you can flash mob them. You need to set up something like that so that you can continue with what you're doing. And then if the police arrive to try to stop you, well, you can arrest the police if that's the way they're going to be about things. You know, make a citizen's arrest of the police. Because obviously they're on the wrong side of history. Anything that is promoting the concept that you need to stop growing food is on the wrong side of history. This whole climate change agenda, folks, it's been such a scam. And it's going to continue unless we stop it. That's the point. It's only us who can stop it. Protesting in the street and shutting the system down, I mean, kind of, like I said, it shows solidarity, but it's playing into their hands. I mean, they want you to do this. They want the system shut down. They want the farming to stop. They want the supermarket shelves empty. And that's the result of a lot of these protests. So that's why you can't really call it an awakening. It's not an awakening. These people aren't awake at all. These people are aware that there's a problem. They're concerned that their government is attempting to pull a swift one on them. They're not really awake to what's going on with the system. They're not really awake to the bigger agenda. If you try to tell them, they'll probably look at you like you're some sort of a circus freak. But that's the problem. That's why non-compliance is really the only way through this. You know, however dysfunctional the system is, and it is completely dysfunctional, but however dysfunctional it is, at least we have a system in place of being able to grow and maintain food and supplies to people. With what's going on in Yemen and the blocking down of trade there, again, which is all trade has been blocked by the US, not by the Yemenis. The Yemenis are only blocking trade to Israel. It's the United States that's got ships there, and they're blocking everybody going through and blaming it on the Houthis so they can get everybody on their side, blah, blah, blah. But all this stuff, the stopping of trade, I mean, this is all playing into their hands, folks. The protests in the street, the breaking down of the food chain, in as much as the supermarket shelves aren't being stocked and all this sort of stuff, this is playing into their hands as well. So this is not the way to do it. The way to do it is by getting on with your life. I said back in my first film in 2008 that the best thing you could possibly do at this moment in history is to build strong ties in your community. That way, entire communities can stand up for what's right when the crunch comes, because the crunch is coming. 2008, folks, I said, put common unity back into community and get back in touch with your life skills. How to grow food, how to build a shelter, how to do just the most basic things that we used to know how to do, because you're going to need all of these skills because of the future that is unfolding very deliberately, being ramped up and put in place by this criminal cabal we have masquerading as governments in all of our societies. As I've said, this is a time of great opportunity. It's a time of great crisis, but it's a time of great opportunity. Admittedly, a lot of people aren't going to see it. A lot of people are going to suffer, they're going to die, they're going to crash and burn through this, as we've seen in the last 120 days in Gaza, and as we've seen just over the last 3 years with people dropping off from the jab and all sorts of stuff like this going on. We've seen just how much damage this is doing to people. And so many people have still had the jab, and now they're talking about Disease X, of course. They're actually saying that they're preparing a vaccine for Disease X. How can you do that if it's Disease X and you don't know what it is? How can you prepare a vaccine for it? What, are you really that clever that you can just predict what this is going to do and have a vaccine ready? Of course not, folks. It's a scam. They're just looking for another excuse to inject you again as part of their depopulation agenda. You know, so we've got all sorts of stuff going to come online this year. 5G, a lot of this vaccine damage, this war in Palestine is going to escalate. They're going to really try to push it in all of our countries, kick anybody out who they deem to be anti-Semitic for daring to stand up against Israeli genocide in Palestine. They're really going to try to push this out this year, folks. They're really going to try to bring in their system. Remember, they want this in place by 2025. All this digital ID, all this stuff. So they're going to have to make things really, really ugly this year. And a lot of people are going to suffer through it. You know, I've always expressed a great deal of hope and positivity and tried to promote the concept that we will rise above this and we will prevent this from happening. But with so much going on, you know, the war with Russia, the fake war with Russia, the threats with China, what's going on in Gaza, the breakdown of the food chain, the farmers' protests, so much, the vaccine damage, the tunnels in Brooklyn, so much stuff going on. I really don't see how we're going to be able to stop this anymore. I really don't. We're just going to have to let it crash and burn and hope that it is our phoenix that rises from the ashes and not theirs, and at least actively work to create our phoenix rising from the ashes and not theirs. And we can do that again via non-compliance. It's really getting to that point, folks. And as I've said before, now's the time you need to go grey, because I can't really see any way of us stopping what's coming. It's just going to have to go where it's going to go. And then we're just going to have to see what comes through the other side. The way of Palestine will be the way of the world, folks. What you see in Palestine is a completely dispossessed, forgotten and destroyed culture. Of course, they can't use the same methods to destroy France and Germany and Australia and the UK. But they are using different methods and they are achieving the same result. And that's always been the plan. And we know the whole migrant invasion into Europe, this is all part of the Kalergi plan, this is all a Jewish plan to genocide the people of Europe via mass migration. It was put forth at the, I believe, at the founding of the United Nations. Might have been before the United Nations. Might have been, what was that group before the United Nations that they tried to do? God, I had it on my head then and it's just slipped my name. League of Nations, maybe it was. Did they call it the League of Nations? That might be it. And they tried it and nobody wanted it. And it turned into the United Nations a few years later. I think it was the League of Nations. Might have been something else. But that's when the Kalergi plan was first put forth, like back in the 20s, 1924 or something like that. Could have that date wrong, but around then. The plan to genocide the people of Europe, turn them all into one race of Caucasian Negroid mix that will be easier for the elites to control. And it's the culmination of all of that, the culmination of the last almost 200 years, a process that started in 1848. The process was started to make this happen. The process to steal Palestine actually started in 1848 and was promoted further with the introduction of Zionism, I believe, in 1890. And it's just gone hell for leather since then. And it's been an ongoing thing, folks. It's been an ongoing thing. And even now that the Jews say, oh, you know, it's not genocide, it's not genocide. We're only one tiny little state in the middle of the Arab world. Why would you think that we're trying to invade the Arab world? Well, it's the middle of the Arab world. What's that little Jewish state doing in the middle of the Arab world deliberately and working as hard as it can to create tension, division, and bomb the people around it while crying victim the whole time? Oh, no, we're the victims, we're the victims. Everybody wants to kill us. Everybody wants us out of here. Yeah, because you've gone stolen land. But you instigate all the problems. And they're even saying, yeah, we're going to take over the whole lot. We're going to create greater Israel. We're going to take over Syria. We're going to take over Jordan. We're going to take over parts of Egypt. This is our vision for the future. But we're not the invaders. We're the victims.
Eventually, our borders will extend from Lebanon to the Great Desert, which is Saudi Arabia, and then from the Mediterranean to the Euphrates. And who's on the other side of the Euphrates? The Kurds. And the Kurds are our friends. So we have the Mediterranean behind us, the Kurds in front of us, Lebanon, which really needs the umbrella of protection of Israel. And then we're going to take, I believe we're going to take Mecca, Medina, and Mount Sinai and purify those places.
Yeah, crazy shit, folks, crazy shit. So, I mean, this is the world we got. And the only thing that's going to stop it is our non-compliance, our refusal to participate in it. Stop doing what the government tells you to do. Stop doing what the media tells you to do. Start to think for yourself, folks. start to think for yourself, because times are going to get really, really interesting. And even like getting off the internet as much as you can as well. Just getting rid of so much screen time, folks. Now, very soon, we're going to need facial ID and recognition and all sorts of shit and biometrics and all sorts of crap to even log online. What's it going to be like then, folks? What's it going to be like then? But anyway, yeah, I'm going to leave it there for now. Like I said, short video today. Actually, keep this one under an hour, I think, which is amazing. Haven't done that for a while. I've got to go. I've got a lot of work to do on this bar and venue that we want to open. Again, that hopefully will be opening next Thursday. I will be making an announcement before then. And again, please check the Casa de los Cuervos channel on Telegram and check the Crow House on Telegram. I'll try to get a post on my website and I'll try to put something in the forums. Of course, I've been kicked off Twitter. I've been suspended from Twitter. Violent hate speech, folks. Apparently speaking out against genocide is violent hate speech. Interesting. But there is another channel. My channel on Twitter was Max Egan, but I did have another backup channel. It's only got about 1,000 subs or something. You can go check it out. I'll put a link below. It's just called The Crow House on Twitter. One word. So if you were one of my followers on Twitter, or X as it's now called, you can go and check out The Crow House on X, and that is my backup channel. I mean, Elon was in Israel the other day, went and looked at Tel Aviv, went and looked at the kibbutz where these alleged murders happened. We all know that these people were killed by Israelis, folks. Israel staged this upon themselves so they could use it as an excuse to carry out the genocide of Palestine. We know this. This is an established fact now, regardless of what they say. They're still pushing the concept of rapes and all this sort of stuff, but it's been proven that all of those claims were complete fabrications and none of it was true.
בתור מלחמה כאמור, ערב טוב לכם, אנחנו כבר נדווח על המתווה החדש של עסקת החטופים, האם הוא יפצח את המבוי הסתום, אבל עוד לפני כן, תראו את הדברים הבאים שאומר סמחת חטיבת כפיר בערוץ 14, שימו לב.
אנחנו מגיעים לקיבוץ בערי, ושם תופסות אותי עוד שתי תמונות מרכזיות בלחימה, או פה אכזריות של האויב, אחד זה מעון ילדים, שבאמת, באמת, חוץ מתום אין שם שום דבר אחר, שנשחטו ופשוט תהרגו אותם.
בתוך, אתה רואה את הילדים?
בית, שמונה תינוקות.
שמונה
תינוקות מתים. ועוד תמונה שתפסה אותי היא שראיתי את ג'ניה, זיכרונה לברכה, אישה מבוגרת מקיבוץ בערי, שאני רואה את המספר חרוט לה על היד, ואתה אומר, היא עברה את השואה באושוויץ ובסוף מתה בקיבוץ בערי. זה לא משהו שהוא... בכלל, אתה מצליח להבין אותו.
ובכן, לא נרצחו שמונה תינוקות במעון בבארי מבהיר, דובר בארי, ואין בבארי אישה בשם ג'ניה. תראו עוד דברים שאומר לא מזמן, גם אדם שהוא חלק מצהל.
היו פה גם ילדים, תינוקות שנטלו על חבל גביסה ממש בשורה אחת. אמרה מאוד קשה, אני כשראיתי את זה, זה גם כן זיזע אותי. אתה לא מבין בדיוק באמת מה אתה רואה מול העיניים, האם זה תמונה או שזה באמת מציאות, היה מאוד מאוד קשה להקל את זה.
בוסקילה מדבר על אירוע כביכול בכפר עזה, אבל לכפר עזה הבהירו מזמן שהאירוע הזה פשוט לא קרה. אגב, הוא אמר את הדברים, נאמר לו שזה לא קרה, ואז הוא אמר אותם שוב בסיור של עיתונאים זרים שהגיעו למקום, ושימו לב מה הוא אומר, דובר המשטרה לתקשורת הזרה לא מזמן, שימו לב.
Hey, pregnant women, cut open. Guys, the things that happen are so sick. This is not a Netflix show, and it's not a cable news show, none of that. No, this is real life.
גם זה לא קרה. אז קרו כל כך הרבה דברים נוראים, אכזריים, מאכזריים ביותר שניתן לבצע כלפי בני אדם בשבעה באוקטובר, בשביל מה מיקי רוזנטל נאמרים דברים כאלה שלא קרו.
אני מניח שבשביל להגדיל את גודל האיבה על החמאס, כאילו צריך לצייד, כאילו לא קרה מספיק כמו
שאמרת. אבל מה, אנשים ממציאים, אנשים רציניים ממציאים את האירועים האלה?
התשובה היא שאולי הם שמעו כשמועה, ואולי הם זה, אבל, וזה הדבר הכי חשוב שצריך להגיד בהקשר הזה, הזירה היא לא רק צבאית ולא רק מדינית, היא בעיקר תקשורתית, ואני לא בטוח שהיא לא החשובה ביותר. גם לראש הממשלה שלנו, אגב.
צריך לומר, שריות, שגם בייחוד הצלה, הפיצו בזמנו את הסיפור הפיקטיבי על כך שתינוק הושם בתוך תנור.
זה היה מלידה זקה, אבל כן, גם אני שמעתי עדות של אחד מהקצינים שם. אני חושב שלפעמים דמיון מתערבב במציאות כשאתה נמצא בכזה טראומה. אנשים שהיו שם היו בטראומה, עברו שם הליך לא פשוט. ואיך אמר לי אחד מהם, אחד מהמשפחה שנמצא, היה במחנה שורה וכל זה, שאלתי אותו, היית כבר איזה פסיכולוג? הוא אומר לי, בסוף אני אלך. זה... אתה לא יכול באמצע, ואז זה משפיע.
אני חושב ששרי אומרת דברים שיש בהם טעם, אבל צריך נורא, נורא להיזהר בזה, כי התיעוד פה והדיוק פה בסיפור הזה הם סופר סופר חשובים, דווקא בגלל כנגד כל המכחישים. וכנגד כל ה...
שזה הלחם שלהם, להגיד.
זה הלחם שלהם.
אחרי זה הם אומרים, אתם רואים למה אנחנו לא מאמינים לסיפורי האונס, או לסיפורי ההתעללות המינית, לאכזריות, כי הדברים האלה לא קרו.
בדיוק. לכן נורא, נורא חשוב שיקפידו ושיעסקו בתיעוד באמת מדויק על הזוועות שעשו ויביאו דוח מדויק. ואנשים, אני מאמין ש... אני די מסכים עם שרי, אני לא חושב שאנשים רצו להפיץ, אני חושב שהכל כבר מתערבב לאנשים. ויכול להיות שזה, לכן אני דן אותם מבחינה מסוימת לקו זכות, כי הסיפור הזה, הם לא החליטו בבוקר להמציא אותו. אני מניח שקרה להם איזשהו תהליך, אבל צריך נורא להיזהר בזה. כל מי שעוסק במידע צריך מאוד מאוד להיזהר בזה.
הנה תגובה דובר צהל, האירועים המדוברים מתוחקרים ונבדקים והנהלים, נהלים הובהרו. בכל מקרה, לא הייתה כוונה לתאר מציאות שלא קרתה, אבל אנו מתנצלים, אם היו מי שנפגעו מכך, הדברים יועמדו על דיוקם ויחודדו לכלל המפקדים, הלוקחים חלק במאמץ התקשורתי. אני
Yeah, and this is coming out, but it's not being shared by the media, of course. So most people out there, most Joe public don't hear it because it's just on the internet, so therefore it must be disinformation, because if it was true, the television would tell me. Yeah, right, of course they would. So yeah, this is the sort of situation we're in, folks. We're in a really, really delicate situation, and it's snowballing so quickly. You've just got to start paying attention and start... shoring up your own life, making sure you've got the means, the location, the supplies to get through what's coming. Do that and enough of us will make it through to the other side. I mean, it's kind of interesting in some way. I mean, at least where the world's changing, it might not be changing into what we want, but I still think we have the ability to make that happen. We can change it into what we want. And in many ways, it's really good that the old system is breaking down because it was just so bad. It was just so garbage. Now, what we perceived to be freedom wasn't freedom at all. It was control. We had freedom of movement. We were free range, but we weren't free. And with all the lies and all the bullshit that they're pushing and so many people being able to see it, I think enough people are just going to say, hey, look, you know, I've had enough of this shit. I'm going to go and do something else now. And in many ways, I'm looking forward to it happening. I'm looking forward to the whole system collapsing because, like I said, I can't see any way of repairing this one. It's just going to have to crash and burn, and we've got to make our phoenix rise from the ashes and not theirs. I think we have an opportunity to do that. So in many ways, I just say bring it on. We're certainly past the point of no return now anyway. So, yeah. But anyway, folks, like I said, I'm going to leave it there for now. Try to keep this video under an hour, which would be a bit of an achievement for me. I seem to be doing these hour and a half and 2 hour videos later. You'll probably get some longer ones soon because I've got that battery arriving. And that's going to be good. Also, actually, something else I wanted to mention before I go. There's a guy who's been sending me email to just look at how diabolical this whole thing really is. I've been meaning to mention his work for quite a while. His name is Patrick O'Carroll. And he has a website. He's got an article that he wrote. And he estimated the actual amount of Germans that were genocided during World War One and World War Two. And bear in mind, as I said, World War One and World War Two are essentially the same war. This war for Palestine, this war to take over Palestine, has been going on for an extremely long time. And it's all been run by Jews since 1848. But he estimated the figures from World War One and World War Two combined. You know, you got to look at the Rhein-Wiesenlager, what happened in World War Two. Millions of Germans were killed in the camps in the Rhine Valley. You still can't farm in the Rhine Valley today because if you do, you would be digging up bones, which is a pretty freaky situation.
Hola.
Hola.
This is a pretty freaky situation. Look out. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
And so, yeah, there's... Where was I going? That's right, Rhein-Wiesenlager. Patrick Carroll. There's a guy called Patrick Carroll. He's looked at all of this stuff anyway. I'll put a link to his article below, but he estimates that the actual... toll, the death toll for Germans through World War One and World War Two is actually as high as 37 million people killed in those conflicts. And again, this was all run by Zionists and Jews, folks. World War I and World War II were essentially the one war, and they were all created by Jewish factions. Again, if you'd like some information on that, I recommend that you go and get a book by a man called M.S. King called The Bad War, which talks all about this. Just trying to get away from this power tool that just seems to have started up as soon as I walked around the corner here. There we go, now it seems to... it's going again. All right, folks, so power tool world. So I'm going to leave it here for now, okay? It's just getting a little noisy. As I said, they're doing a lot of work here on the secret garden still. And that's pretty dramatic. So I don't really want to walk past that on my way home. So I will talk to you again soon, folks. I'll bring you another video before the end of the week, definitely before Thursday. Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday I'll get another one out to you, and I'll look forward to speaking to you then. Please take very good care until then. In like cash. Well, back again, folks. I just thought I'd get past that noise. Of course, I didn't say my goodbyes and my thank yous. And again, a Nakapuko is happening in 10 days, folks. So do come along to that. If you're even thinking about it, do come along. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. We're going to have the new Casa de los Cuervos going on, which is actually just going to be called the Crow House this time. Most of the locals called it the Crow House or the Bitcoin Bar or whatever anyway. So nobody ever called it Casa de los Cuervos. So we're just going to call it the Crow House, and we're going to put a little Crow House logo up there. I've got one at the moment that says the Crow Bar, but it's actually going to be the Crow House, and that's going to be great. If you want to come to an Acapulco, you can just go to the website. There'll be a link below. You can use my last name, Egan, I-G-A-N, to get yourself a 10% discount. I can't believe the noise and power tools and shit today, folks. It's just ridiculous. I guess there has been a hurricane, so what do you expect? And again, thank you to all the people who send me so many kind emails. Thank you to anybody who's made a contribution to the website. Thank you to anybody out there on the front line speaking out. Here you go. And you guys are important. It's important that everybody speak out. If you've got knowledge about what's going on, speak out about it, folks. And be a joy to be around. Be the most positive person you can to be around. Help those around you. Lead by example in what you do, and we will change the world for the better. But it's going to be a painful process. The birth of anything is a painful process, and the birth of the new world that we want will be a painful process. Really, what we want is the old world. We want the world full of Tartarian buildings and full of that etheric technology that we used to have. That would be far better than the world that they want to move us into, which will be a technocracy that will cost us our very souls if we allow it to happen. I think it's important to pay attention to the way things are going down, folks, and to the opportunities that this provides us. If we're prepared to simply just discard all the trappings of this society, discard all the technology, all this shit that you think you need to be you, you don't. All you really need to be you is the hands and feet and eyes and ears and mouth and nose that God gave you. What's in your heart, your ability to be able to communicate and help others, that's really what makes you you. Be able to go into the world and just express yourself to the fullest of your potential. The technology won't do that. The technology takes all your potential away from you. So with everything crashing and burning, I see nothing to fear about the collapse of this slavery system. And with all of the facial recognition and all this shit that they're bringing on, like I've said for years, they're bringing in a digital barrier between you and the abundance of the earth. Don't participate in it. With all the stuff that they tried to do during the lockdowns, they said, oh, you can't go to these restaurants, you can't go to these theatres, you can't go to these gyms, you can't do any of this stuff, you can't go to any of our government-designated enjoyment zones if you don't have the jab. I didn't give a shit, because I don't go to any of those things anyway. Even with cell phones and stuff, I mean, they've got it to a position in the world where you've got to have a cell phone in order to do anything, like to open a bank account or anything. That doesn't mean you've got to take it with you everywhere you go. It doesn't mean you've got to have this tracking device and check up on the internet every 3 or 4 minutes or every 3 or 4 times a minute, like a lot of people do. You don't actually have to do any of this stuff, folks. You can still get yourself away from the technology and get yourself back in touch with what it means to be human. And that's really what this time is providing an opportunity for. You know, the scariest part would be for the kids, for young kids coming into this, because all they've known is technology. And without that technology, many of them simply don't know what to do with themselves. Many of them don't even know who or what they are anymore. They've all been transgendered, and kids are really under attack almost more than anybody else these days, folks. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now. Too many power tools. It's just an ongoing thing. And hopefully it doesn't lead to more electrical outages. 14 hours yesterday, folks. Just ridiculous shit. But anyway, I look forward to speaking to you again soon, folks. I'll see those who are coming to the conference next week. Next Monday, I'll see you all. I think it's Monday. All right, so it's getting pretty close. Might even be before Monday. Might even be on the weekend or something. But anyway, I will see you all very, very soon. And apart from that, I will see you back on air here within the next couple of days as well. I'll give you an update on what's going on with the bar. Okay, folks, take care until then. In Lakesh.
Maybe go and look. Oh my God, go and let's say turn on us.